uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
It's time for another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM. Today I have Nellie Deegan, one of the helpers with the fundraiser for the All Vets Club that happened 2 weeks ago now. Past Friday and Saturday. Well, Nellie, thank you very much for coming onto the show again. I know you were on earlier last week, right?
Correct. Yes. Right. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. So you came in today to talk to us a little bit about how successful this fundraiser was. Do you want to tell everybody how everything went?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, it was a success. And it was because the community came out in support, and you can't get any better than that. And the ladies, we had the auxiliaries, the women's auxiliaries, the veterans, American Legion auxiliary, the disabled American veterans, and the veterans of the foreign war. These ladies, I'll tell you, they're outstanding, each and every one of them. Some of them were baking, some were cooking things on Friday. We had Sloppy Joe's, and I'll tell you, people came in for lunch on Friday, and it was overwhelming. That place was packed. And then if they weren't eating, they were shopping. And if they weren't shopping, then they were eating, or they did all the above. And they just did an outstanding job, each and everyone. And they all brought their expertise of whatever they wanted to do. And one of the greatest things is they purchased a lot of the items, you know, like for food and baking goods and stuff. And we did have a lot of people in the community that donated baking goods as well. So we didn't have that expense at the end of the day. That was all contributions. And then community support on Thursday, which was the 22nd, I mean, all the ladies, including myself, we all brought stuff in. Well, it took us the whole day practically to unpack our vehicles and trucks and what have we would had. And then the general public came in. Well, they came in approximately about 6 o'clock, and some of them got there a little earlier, and truckloads of stuff. It was overwhelming, and we stayed there. Well, I don't think we left till about last of us until 10 o'clock that evening.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, making sure everything was prepared for the following day. And then the next day we were there and then that was on Friday. Then we came in at noon. And then again, it was just overwhelming. And I got to share a little story. We had, you know, kids were coming in, parents were coming in, and they were just purchasing bag loads of things and what have you. And there was this little girl. She was as cute as a button. She was about 2 years old, I'd say. Well, they had stuffed animals on different locations and toys and what have you. And this little girl spotted Mickey. Well, she grabbed Mickey and she says, "I don't care what anybody does. I'm taking Mickey home with me." Oh, she was as cute as could be. But there was kids there and families, and they were so excited about it. And we had veterans bring in their things from their home, and some of them had them labeled already. And that was really great and really nice things. It was really organized, and it's a lot of work. I mean, these ladies did a lot of work, and our volunteers, and you got to commend them for all this hard work. And some of these ladies have been doing these things for 40, 50, 60 years.
Oh.
But, you know, for this event, because everybody's heart was in the right place and wanted to do something, we united.
Right.
And so this is really a unique situation, because all the women's auxiliaries of Jamestown, we worked together and we had a successful event. And a special thanks also for the Park and Rec, because, you know, they allowed us to have the building at the bunker on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at no charge. So that was really a major cost saving there.
Right.
That we would have had. And they were very kind for us. That was very kind of them to do that.
So what you mentioned was that the bunker allowed it at no cost, at no charge for you guys to, you know, be there for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And most of the stuff was donated. So everything you guys made, 100% is going to the All Vets Club.
Absolutely. And the generosity of the community, it was really wonderful. You know, we had Walmart. They donated, the manager at Walmart, John, he donated a gift card of $100. So, you know, we had the pop and water and chips and stuff like that. And And then some of the banks here, they put it on their marquee. And you guys did a fabulous job announcing it. And on Saturday, I called in, and they announced it that things were half price off, except for certain items. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, people were going home with bags of items and clothing, all you could stuff in there for a dollar. And I, you know, I shared with some of the people. It was really kind of cute. And I said, well, just imagine you got 30 seconds to shop. Come and stuff it all in the bag as much as you can. Well, and, you know, we were joking and stuff. And everybody was having fun. Mm-hmm. And they were very, they just thought it was great. So it really, the cause for it was, the goal was to help the Vets Club.
Right.
But it helped the whole community as a whole. Mm-hmm. We had children, we had parents, we had grandparents, we had different people in the community coming and donating, and then in return, then they came back and shopped the next day. So, you know, I might have donated on Thursday, and then I shopped on Friday and Saturday. So, you know, we all kind of did that. And again, the auxiliary, the ladies, they just did a super job, and we had a lot of volunteers that donated their time very kindly, and even the gentlemen. And, you know, at the end of the day, we couldn't have done it without this public support.
Right, absolutely. And I've always said it every time we've had community fundraisers or anything, Jamestown has always been just superior when it comes to, you know, community outreach and outpouring of support for different programs, auxiliaries, you know, you name it, and they'll be there for it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, this memorial building is in the honor of all our veterans, even those that are serving in foreign countries right now. And hopefully real soon we have them all home.
Right.
And but this veteran, this memorial, it stands for a lot. And the Vets Club is also belongs to the community as a whole. So, you know, people don't realize that, you know, I can bring in my, just I ran into somebody here a little bit ago and said, Nellie, I didn't know we could take our children in there. And I said, yes. And they have a children's menu. And, you know, we took our grandchildren the other day there, and they, Grandma, I want mac and cheese. It's like, okay, we got mac and cheese.
Absolutely.
And so they have, it's open to the public, and it belongs to all of us. But it is in honor of our veterans. So we need to keep that going, and it's really critical. But, you know, we have karaoke now, and they have Mike Night on Thursdays, and karaoke's on Fridays, and the food is excellent. Mm-hmm. And everybody's so gracious, and they have volunteers. If you want to be a volunteer and you like to host, or you want to learn how to do certain things, you know, get a hold of John and say, I'd like to be a volunteer. And this is, and you know, a lot of our young people, you know, they have grandparents that were in the service. Mm-hmm. They have their parents that were in the service. And so they too can be volunteers or join as a member, because it's going to take the next generation to continue this wonderful work.
Right. Nellie, something that we haven't mentioned yet, how much was raised, and, you know, where is that, you know, who was it presented to? It was just presented yesterday, you said.
Yes, and we presented this these funds to Leroy Wagner. He's the president of the board of the directors for the Vets Club, and we presented him at the credit union, community credit union, $3,560, and all that will go to the Vets Club.
Right, that all stays local.
Yeah, and we had 100% profit, because everyone, the auxiliaries and the community donated everything, so we didn't have to pay out anything. So this was just an outstanding event. And, you know, and then the farmers market, I can't forget them. Saturday morning I went, and all the vendors there donated fresh produce.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a lady that donated her jam, and then, well, I walked in, I brought it in, and I said, you could smell the muskmelons. Well, everybody said, oh, Nellie, oh my God. So people were just so delighted. And like I said, but yes, the amount was $3,560. And technically, even though we did preparations prior and after, that was really 12 hours of sales.
Right.
And so that was a real achievement to everyone involved, and special thanks to everyone in our community. And like I said, your station here did fabulous PR for us, and we are sincerely appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, Nellie, we're about out of time, but is there anything else you want to mention? I mean, it's just great community outreach, and it was just an overall very successful fundraiser for the All Vets Club.
Absolutely. So come on down and join and have fun. And again, a special thanks to everyone that helped us out.
Absolutely. All right, Nellie, thank you very much for coming in.
And thank you.